Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo, with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Hello.
Hola, señorito. ¿Cómo está?
Bien, bien. Muy bien. I'm so excited.
Man. Hoy tenemos esto. Mira. Oh. Para-ba-bam. 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 Para-ba-bam.
I'm glad you got that down. I thought you were going to mess
Who
that up.
Who do we have today?
Luis Guzman, star, one of the stars of the new show Wednesday on Netflix. It's coming out soon. Plain Gomez. But I mean, legendary Luis Guzman has played everything.
Every movie
everything.
That you love.
Narcos, Shameless, you name
Carlitos
it.
Traffic, Way, Family Way. Business, Code Black, everything.
Everything. Can't wait. Let's bring him in.
Hello.
Good morning. Where are you, Luis?
I'm in an undisclosed location.
Okay.
But the IRS keeps looking for me. And I keep telling them it's not me. No, I'm in Vermont.
Which is where we just learned that you live, right? How long have you been living in Vermont?
Oh man, I've been living in Vermont. I moved up here permanently in 1995. I have four children that I adopted. I have one of my own. And I didn't want to raise them in an apartment, so I bought a farm.
Wow.
So when they had a tantrum, I just opened the door and said, you got 100 acres to walk it off. Come back when you're done.
Wow.
That's great.
I had no idea that out of your five kids, four were adopted. What was the reason? Like, you always wanted to adopt kids?
Well, you know, First of all, I was a social worker before I got into acting. So I was working with teenagers. Quite sadly, I lost my first son at childbirth. And, you know, and we had already been in the process of adopting. So, you know, Sami came and then Yemaya came and then we had Luna and then we ended up adopting also Margarita and Yoruba. So, you know, it was an opportunity to have a family.
And you got them all as babies or different ages?
No, I got them all when they were 2 weeks old.
Oh, wow.
They're this thing called the Surrender Unit in New York. And what the Surrender Unit is, a woman gives birth to a child and she turns the child over to the ward of the state.
Exactly. Wow.
And are all of them or any of them different nationalities or is everyone Puerto Rican? Is everyone not? Like what are the nationalities, the backgrounds?
Sami, my oldest, is Mexican and Salvadoreño. Yemaya is she's Afro-American and Jewish. And my twins are Afro-American. And my biological daughter, Luna, is Puerto Rican.
Oh, my God.
That
I love it.
So
it's
awesome.
Incredible family right there. I love it. I love it. I want to see them.
Yeah, we almost went down the road of adoption at one point. We talked about adoption. And
I would do it in a heartbeat.
We struggled through pregnancy many, many times. Many in vitros failed, lost one. And we almost went down that path as well. Yeah, big family. We'd be moving to Vermont with you. We would need that space.
Yeah, man, por favor, I need more Boricuas up here.
Please. Listen, do you understand how excited I am, Luis, to have you on the show? I know, but yo soy la puertorriqueña aquí.
I'm a fan.
It's a different thing for me.
But I'm a fan.
I know you are.
We're going to give you a minute in a second. Okay? Aguanta.
Aguántate, que me toca a mí. Anyways, porque sabes que como puertorriqueña, you know, I'm Puerto Rican like you, like, to us, and especially people in the business like me, you know, that grew up with this dream to move to the States and make it, Luis Guzmán es como una leyenda viviente, es sinónimo de the work hard and you're incredible. So I'm so proud to be right in front of you and interviewing you. This is amazing for me.
Mija, I have admired you
forever.
It's interesting to me that we've been in the same a few times, but we just never met,
I know.
And,
I know.
I just, you know, but it's okay. We still got a lot to go here in this life. So
please, I want to work with you.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready.
You just worked with a good friend of ours. You just worked with Amaury Nolasco.
Yeah, that's my, he hopes to become my domino partner, but he got to be a good trash talker porque si no, que no se evita,
que no va. I love it. So your career, how many, you started acting at what age, Luis?
Man, I used to do street theater.
Okay.
On the Lower East Side of New York City. And for me, it was just a hobby.
Okay.
Because I had, you know, I knew people like Miguel Piñero, Miguel Algarín, people from the New York Rican Poets Cafe. So I swung in there and they would put me in a play and stuff. But it was a hobby. It wasn't a dream of mine, you know? And then after that, like, one of my friends wrote something, said, can you play these 8 roles for me? Mm. Okay? You know, so it was like street theater and stuff. And I did a couple independent films, you know, but again, they were just favors. It was a hobby. Yeah, yeah. And then I started working as a social worker. And so I hadn't done anything for like, I don't know, over 10 years maybe. And one day I went out looking for a couple of kids that didn't show up to my program. And I ran into Miguel Piñero, and I hadn't seen Miguel in a few years. He told me he was writing for a TV show. They were going to come to New York. They were going to be looking for people. I went in, auditioned. I had no clue what I was doing. 3 weeks later, I get a phone call from a guy named Richard say, hey, I would like to represent you.
Oh, my God.
I represent Miguel, and you just booked a co-starring role in the season premiere of Miami Vice.
Okay.
Mija, I had no clue what I was doing. All I wanted, mira, this is true. All I wanted to get out of it was to make enough money so I could buy me a used car.
Wow.
So I could drive to the beach on the weekends and not have to take the train or the bus.
Wow.
I got the car. Mi compadre totaled it the next day.
No! Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, you kept working, no problem. So you got yourself many cars after that. So it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, man. But at the, you know, I mean, I still went back to being a social worker because that was my passion.
Okay.
Of helping young people to help themselves. So I will get all these little bit parts and stuff like that. But the way I was looking at it, I was still looking at it as a hobby, you know, and as a way to subsidize my salary as a social worker, because I didn't understand the entertainment industry. I didn't, you know, when I started working, one of my buddies goes, you know, less than 1% of actors make a living.
Mm.
Yeah, so me asustó. I said, oh, no, I got to hang on to my 9-to-5.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was very fortunate, man, because I started doing all these movies, and unknown to me was that they were really good quality movies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was working with really good actors and meeting great directors and stuff like that. And I ended up doing a movie called Family Business, and Sidney Lumet was directing that. And I love Sidney Lumet. He's like an actor's director.
Yeah.
And I just had one scene in that movie. And the scene was with Dustin Hoffman. And then I was like pinching myself. I said, I can't believe I'm doing this.
That's amazing.
You know, and it worked out. And Sidney came to me and he said, listen, give my secretary your number. I'm going to be doing another movie in the spring. And I like you in it. So I said, oh, great. I go from working one day to maybe working 3 days, you know? Next thing, you know, because that's how it was, you know? And, but, you know, initially, I was playing a killer, a gypsy cab driver, you know, bad guy number 92, you know, thug number 72, you know, thug 32, the guy 17. So, you know, it was like, okay, we're getting someplace
here,
you know? And like I said, then I started just getting these roles. Then I did a movie called Crocodile Dundee 2, you know? And they took me to Australia. I was damn homesick for 3 months. Again, what was I doing, right? But it was a great experience. And like I said, I ended up soon after that doing a movie called Carlito's Way.
Yeah. Is that the one that you think that changed everything? I mean, everything that you did, you were so blessed since the very, very beginning. Like you're saying, you were working with quality actors, quality directors and writers. So you were placed at the right, you know, at the right thing. But my question is there one, like for me, you know, I've been doing this for almost 30 years and people tell me, which is the project that you think changed everything for you? And I did many things before Rush Hour 2, but I always say, you know what? I think Rush Hour 2 was the X factor for me. Like, do you have one that you go like, you know what? That was the before and after.
I think it was definitely Carlitos.
Carlitos, okay.
Yeah.
Because everybody loved the gangster, you know?
Yeah.
And that they playing that part of Pachanga, you know, to this day, people think that's my real name, you know?
Yeah.
I got to correct them, you know? But in a funny way, a movie that brought me so much notoriety that I was not in, okay, was a movie called Ghosts. They confused me with Rick Aviles as the guy that killed Patrick Swayze.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I'm gonna tell you, just last week, I'm at like a garment store with my daughter. And she's looking for fabric. So, you know, we're at the checkout. And this lady goes, oh, my God, I think I watched your movie 4 times last week. And I go, oh, thank you. I said, but why did you do that to Patrick Swayze? And I go, oh, my.
And that's been going on for years since that movie came out. Everybody thinks it's you.
Bro, if I got a nickel for every person that has said that, I will own Disneyland. Yeah,
be great back end of the movie.
Listen, do you ever correct? Do you ever correct them at all, or do you ever say, "You know, actually, no, my apologies, it's not me," or you just say, "Thank you" and keep walking?
No, funny you should say. I was in Detroit changing planes one time, and there was like this 90-year-old lady, and she came up to me, and she goes, "Oh my God, I can't believe you're here!" Like 90 years old. I mean, she must have been a movie buff. And she goes, "Oh my God, I love you in Ghost." And I felt so bad, you know?
Yeah.
So I said, "Ma'am, I'm sorry. I was not that guy. That was a guy named Rick Aviles." So, you know, I took the time to explain it to her. And then she goes, "So what else have I seen you in?" And I go, "You ever seen The Count of Monte Cristo?" And she goes, "Oh my God, that's my favorite movie of all time." And I said, "Well, I was Jacopo." And she looked at me and said, "You are not Jacopo." So to the one person in the world that I tried to explain, then after that, it was like, so now I just say, "Thank you very much.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah, appreciate it."
Of course.
What was it working like with Whoopi? Great. No single, you know?
Can I tell you?
And then, like, and then for a long time, I was like, "You're that actor guy, right? What's your name?"
Yeah, that happens to me.
And I would like
me.
Literally say something like Marlon Brando.
Yeah.
And they will go, "That's right."
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's the worst. Yeah. When people say, "Oh my God, I know you from..." So what have you done? It's like, oh man,
I know.
I gotta sit here and explain to you what I've done, that you don't know me.
No, listen.
Is it your face? I feel like I know you.
How do I know you? "I don't know, ma'am. Did you used to go to that club 10-18?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Maybe we danced.
Yeah.
Mira, yeah, I'm going to tell you.
Maybe we had a moment together. I don't know.
You know what happened? I think I maybe have said this story before in the podcast. I'm a huge boxing fan. I was in Vegas, this big event, and I remember leaving the stadium to go to my hotel room for a second at the MGM. And I'm walking around. Everybody says, "You wanna go by yourself?" "Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just gonna go real fast and come back." And I'm walking, and I get this like maybe 20 something girls, and they see me, and they're like, "Ah!" But I'm talking, screaming, going, "Oh my God, we love your music, we love your song." And I had an album years back, and I'm looking at them, going, I don't know if they're talking about me, but I'm going, "Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you so much. Can we have a picture, please? Can we have a picture?" But I'm talking about like fans, right? So I'm taking pictures of them. They're a little tipsy, you know, a little annoying, but lovely. And then they go, "We just love it." And then they start singing this song from Nicole.
Pussycat Dolls.
Nicole, what is her name?
Scherzinger.
Nicole Scherzinger, you know, that a lot of people think that we look similar. They start singing this song and expecting for me to start singing with them. That's when I realize, oh my God, it's not me. They're confusing me. I was so embarrassed. Yo no sabía qué hacer. Me da una pena decirle.
Oye, you know, did you know the song though?
I did, but I said, "Oh my God, you're so cute. Thank you." Y me fui corriendo. I was like, "I'm out of here." Oh my God, to this day, I'm embarrassed because they're going to look at the picture going, one of them is going to be like, "Girls, this is not Nicole." Oh my God. Anyways.
So, yeah, I've had people go, "George Lopez, right?"
Thank you. We all look the same.
See, you know, I stop explaining it. It's like, call me Gumby, call me whoever. I'm okay. Take care. Have a beautiful day. You know?
Oh my God.
Yeah, great. Man.
That's amazing.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20 en español.com.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep expert. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. UndercoverTourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.
Hey, you know, I'm looking at, you know, you've worked with a ton of powerhouse filmmakers. What would be like your top, I mean, I can't pick one, but like maybe top two or three that just you learned so much from, you were kind of starstruck yourself working with them. I know you're doing Wednesday right now and Tim Burton's involved. I mean, you got a lot of big people. Is there one or two that jump out at you like, oh my God, you couldn't believe you were working with them?
Well, Sidney Lumet, for one.
For one,
I mean,
yeah.
If you know who Sidney Lumet was, you know, before he became a known name in Hollywood, definitely Paul Thomas Anderson.
Oh yeah.
You know, Steve Soderbergh. You know, yeah. I gotta say, just recently working with Tim Burton, man, you know, yeah. Like, oh wow, you
legend.
Know, and but you know, I also got to give credit to a guy named Carlito Ruiz, who I did a movie in Puerto Rico called Mal de Amores.
Carlito, Carlito Ruiz,
yeah,
claro.
Like one of the finest movies to come out of Puerto Rico, and yes. Also just show so much of our culture, you know,
yeah,
and our costumbres. But you know, I mean, Brian. Listen, I can't tell you two or five. You know,
there's been so many.
Brian De Palma.
Yeah, your list is huge.
You know, just so many. You know, like I said, I've been really, really blessed with the quality of films and TV that I have done. You know, because at the you know, I end up with that really good material and stuff like that, and I just take it. And I, you know, I, like I said, I tell people, mira, I show up, with a blank canvas. Mm. And then I'm going to put my stroke on it, and then I leave. You know? Claro. You know, pero I'm just really thankful because, like I said, I never expected for, like, this moment, you know, right? You know, I was just a kid from the Lower East Side, being a social worker, you know, raising a family, and this fell into my lap, and it's been a blessing. I mean, you know, it's like there's always an upside, but there's always a downside, you know, to being successful. If I may talk about it, you know,
of course,
you know, because, like, you know, Luis Guzman, and now people know my name, which is pretty awesome. And sometimes it's like, oh man, I wish they didn't, right? But anyway, the downside for me was sometimes just being an absentee father, because I love my kids, you know, I would travel with 5 kids by myself and take them with me to work.
Wow.
And they knew the drill and everything. You know, sometimes my mom or somebody in the family would travel with me. But there were moments that, man, they couldn't travel. So, you know, when you missed a birthday, a play, a soccer game, a basketball game, you know, and it got to the point when they were young adults that I asked them, that I sat down with each of them and say, tell me, vent to me. Because as a man, as a father, you know, sometimes you miss out, but you want to hear what they, you know. So, yeah, you know, my daughter would say, Papi, you know, I hated it when you missed my birthday or when I did this play and stuff like that. And I needed to hear that because I came to the realization that I wanted to make up for it. You know, time had passed, you know, but time's not over. So I pick up from here and I go from here, you know. Because like I said, there's nothing wrong with being successful. But again, I realized for myself anyway that it does have its ups and downs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you got to be willing to learn and your kids will teach you. You know, you got to look into their eyes. You got to look into their soul, you know, because like I said, my God, I could walk anywhere and everybody knows me and stuff like that. But, you know, and I'm proud of that. Don't get me wrong. You know, I've earned that, you know, pero you know, like I said, I did miss out on being a dad from time to time, but I'm in a good place with it right now with all of them and I'm making up for it.
Yeah, bueno. Yeah. You know, I hear you and I understand. We understand you like crazy. We're both actors and it's interesting. I got this, I'm sure you know I'm doing this show, Fantasy Island, which is such an incredible blessing and I love every second of it. And it shoots in Puerto Rico, which is even bigger for me because I'm back home and I have my parents over there and my brothers. It's home for me, mi casa. Pero estoy lejos from my kids, you know, because they're at school. So I leave for 4 months out of the year to be in Puerto Rico. This second season that we just did, I saw my kids 2 weeks in 4 months. And they're 10 and 4. And yeah, as much as I love it and I am celebrating life, and me pongo de rodillas, Papa Dios, thank you so much for this opportunity. And number one on a call sheet is my show. You know, I'm so proud of it. But I just go, mi niña me va a pasar factura algún día, you know, because there's a lot of stuff that I'm missing. And it's something that I think about every single day and I have conversations with her and she's tough. And a lot of her toughness and a lot of her behavior towards me, a lot of times I wonder if it's coming from that place of where you're not here, you know? So it's intense.
It's been a big part of it because most of the time for our kids' upbringing, I've been the one that's been fortunate to work in LA. You know, I've been on a show for 5 seasons now in Los Angeles, which is an anomaly. And the fact that I can be here, she takes the brunt of it from the kids because they do. Like it, like you said, you got to have that sit down, which you're trying to do, but you talk to them, you learn from them. But yeah, you realize it affects them and they express it in very different ways.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the sacrifices for sure of this business.
Yeah. So we hear you 100%.
And you know what? And I appreciate having this conversation like this because a lot of people just see us for who we are.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, here we are providing an insight as parents, you know?
Yeah. And listen, even navigating, like you say, you go out, people know you. It's interesting because with my daughter, there's times that if we're out and we get recognized and people ask for a picture, she acts like it doesn't bother her and it's okay. Sometimes she laughs about it and she tries to be silly, but sometimes it's severely annoying to her. She's like, why every time we go out, somebody has to ask for like a picture? And you're like, oh my God, I don't want this girl to grow up thinking, am I enough? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not my mom. Like, I don't even know what she's thinking. So we're constantly trying to do damage control and teaching her, you know what, this it is, it's okay, mom. It is what it is. This is what I do for a living. You're so privileged that mom and dad can do this because por eso baja la escuela que vas. You know what I mean? Like, we try to constantly let her know this is a good thing. This is a good thing. And I so much appreciate that people are so kind to us at a restaurant. You know, it's a good thing, Seth. Yeah. You know, like, pero it's a whole negotiation, song and dance every single day.
No, listen, let me tell you, I've had moments that somebody asks me for a picture and I say yes, and they all start walking away from me, my kids.
Wow.
And it's like, oh, that's okay. Can't do that. Gotta go.
Yeah.
You know, but I have to respect that they want me. They want to spend time with Bobby, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And so I have to be very polite, very cordial to say, hey, it's my family time right now. So, but I appreciate the acknowledgement and I got to move, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like I said, because it's just important. It's really, really important to have that, because one day when they're old enough, you're going to have that conversation,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, let's go back, get back on track.
Dale.
With all this stuff. Vamos. Enough parenting.
Enough parenting.
Tell us. I
wanted to ask you, so I'm sorry por mi ignorancia, pero en TV, you've done a lot of TV, but have you been a part of like a 5-year season type of thing, or you're always doing movies and you haven't had time to actually commit to being a serious regular on a show?
No, I've done a few shows. I did a show called How to Make It in America for HBO. Okay. We ran 2 seasons.
Okay.
I did another show called Code Black for CBS.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, correcto. I forgot.
That ran for 3 seasons, you know.
And do you like it? Do you like doing TV, like network TV, and committing to the possibility of all these seasons? Do you think it's, I mean, financially it's fantastic, but do you like it?
Well, you know what? With me, it's always about the material. It's about the quality of what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I did How to Make It in America, Mark Wahlberg called me up, say, hey, would you do this? So I said, yeah, send it to me. Let me read it. And it was just like one scene and was like 3 lines. And I called him, Mark, I know this. You know, this is not significant.
What do I do here? Yeah.
But he said, don't worry about it. We're going to rewrite. You do it. We're going to rewrite it. So sure enough, they rewrote it. You know, we did a few more scenes. And then he said, don't worry, probably we're going to take care of you. And you know what? He stood to his word, you know. And I love doing the show, you know, because it was about New York. It was all about the hustle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was about the relationships, you know. It was about the failures. It was about getting up, you know. And then I did Cold Black, and it was so funny because I had just finished shooting a movie, and I was on my way to the airport in L.A., and my manager, my agent, they called me up, yo, you can't leave L.A., man. You know, that this pilot, they want you, blah-blah. And so they explained it to me and said, bro, I haven't even read the script. I'm on my way to the airport. And then I asked them, where does it shoot? They go, L.A. And I go, L.A.? Nah, bro, I'm going home.
Yeah.
I hung up the phone. Uh-huh. They call me back. They said, no, Luke, please, just stop. You know, pull over. We just sent you the script. Open it up on your laptop. Read it. So I started reading it. I said, oh, whoa, this is really super cool.
Okay.
You know? On Cold Black, I got to play this character named Jesse, who was the senior trauma nurse, who went by the name of Mama. You know, and I read it. I fell in love with it. I go, I'll do it, you know. But that part took me back to my days of being a social worker. Because, you know, as a senior trauma nurse, not only are you caring about patients, but you're also caring about your staff.
Mm.
You know, you're a leader. you know? And so, and I learned so much. Let me tell you, I spent days at the big hospital, at County Hospital, mm-hmm. in the trauma center.
Wow.
You know? And I saw people get their lives saved. I saw people expire in front of me. Mm-hmm. I saw them bring back, you know, I saw the whole, but more than anything, I saw how well those nurses and those doctors worked together as a team.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that, and like, I was vested, I was in. And so I spent 3 years on that show, and I would have spent another 3 years on that show either, because I cared so much, you know. Man, I cried on that show.
Aww.
You know, I had my battles on that show, but it was something that I looked forward to every day. And you know what the hardest part was? Not even the acting. It was about being on your feet for 12 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
On your feet.
Claro.
You know, because you're working, those nurses that and doctors that work the real trauma center, they're on their feet all day. So, like, wearing proper shoes became a big thing, you know. And but I learned a lot, you know. I learned so much, and I was so really proud of that show. You know, I mean, sometimes, like now, I'll do maybe a guest spot on the show, but it really has to be good, you know. Mm-hmm. It has to be really super cool and stuff. I do a lot of movies, you know. I mean, we're in September. I think I already done like 11 projects this year.
This year? You know? Oh, my God.
It's insane, yeah.
Oh, my God. Qué bueno, qué bueno.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulge indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Lisa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
They lured you in to Wednesday on Netflix. You're all in. That's an 8-episode series, right?
Yeah, it's 8-episode series. So I was in Cardiff, Wales last year in August when I got a phone call. And it was like, Tim Burton wants to talk to you. And I go, who? Tim Burton. And I go, oh, okay. So we did a Zoom meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys said, okay, you with me still? Okay. We did a Zoom meeting and he said, yo, I'm working on this show and it's called Wednesday. It's about Wednesday Addams, the Addams Family. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. So, and what? And he goes, would you be my Gomez? And I go, Gomez? And you got to understand, man, it's like I've been doing this for a long time, you know, and for me, I was absolutely blown away. I grew up watching The Addams Family. Mm. It was like one of my favorite shows to watch when I was a kid, when I was, you know, and then to see when I saw the movie and Raul Julia, mm-hmm. you know, and I was like, wow, you know, because I love Raul, mm-hmm. you know. He was one of the most beautiful people I have ever known in my entire life. He mm-hmm. was such a warm, you know, he was like, if I were to ever have a brother or a dad like that, I would have been, you know, I got to be careful because my brother and my father. But anyway, I said, yeah, absolutely, you know, and so when I started telling some of my friends and people started finding out, you know, I guess the biggest thing, oh, you got big shoes to fill. How can you, you know, are you good enough to be Gomez and stuff like that? And it's like, listen, you know what? I could never duplicate what those guys did. Mm-hmm. I would never try to duplicate what they did. You know, because like I said, I'm showing up with a blank canvas. I understand what the role is. You know, if people ask me, what can you tell me about Gomez? Gomez is all about love. Mm. Gomez is all about the passion. You know, these are things that I know that I feel. You know, he loves his wife. He loves his daughter, his son, you know, and he showed it. You know, it kind of just comes out of him. It's not something I have to make up. I know love. I know passion, you know. But then you put on the suit, you put on the wig, it's the character.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that it was an honor for me. And more so because, I don't know if you know this, Rosalind, but I got the first Raul Julia Award in Puerto Rico.
Oh, wow.
I was like the first recipient. I was, you know, and like, it's like paying homage. I can almost cry right now. Aww. because you know, you really do come full circle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even, you know, and again, you know, I got to work with this young girl, Jenna Ortega,
who is muy buena. A powerhouse
of a woman.
Yeah, muy buena.
Power woman.
Mm-hmm.
I respect I say kid, I could say kid, mm-hmm. but I respect that woman so much because, man, as a young woman, she wouldn't settle for less.
Wow.
You know, she goes, I got to do another one. I know, no, that didn't feel right. No, you know, and she honored mm-hmm. the work, you know, and then working with Catherine Zeta-Jones, you know, we did a movie together called Traffic.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen Catherine since then, but, you know, just being able to work with her in that capacity of, like, she's my Morticia, and I'm her Gomez, and it was a beautiful chemistry, but, man, she taught me a lot. You know, she taught, you know, because I'm always open to that. I'm always open to learning. I'm not the guy that shows up and says, I know it all. Nobody has to tell me it. No. Listen, I still got a lot of room left in this bunch to take in knowledge, to learn things, you know, because that's how I flow. That's how I want to be.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, what can I say, man? Working with Tim Burton, he was the coolest dude, man, so down to earth. But I didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. You know, you see all I've seen all his movies, you know, so I said, this guy tiene que te,
you know, loquito.
loquito, morado, yeah. You know? But he was so, so down to earth. Such a cool dude. Man, we would have 4 or 5 hour dinners, just him and
wow.
I.
Wow.
You know? And just talking, you know, just talking, having conversations about the world. Yeah, we would talk a little bit about the movies and stuff like that. But, you know, to have the opportunity to be in the same space with that cat, I would observe, I would watch him and say, you know, because I don't know if you've seen the trailer to it, but my God, it looks magical.
Magic.
It looks like,
I know.
You know, so yeah, I mean, you know, and listen, man, I'm proud, I'm honored to play that role, to represent my people. You know, to represent dreamers, you know, it's just a beautiful thing. And like I said, I pinch myself every day.
We are so proud of you.
Absolutely.
And Ivanka, what does it mean to you when you go to Puerto Rico? Because I know you love it there. How many times, like, you try to go, like, at least once a year? How often are you on PR?
Normally, I would go twice a year, but, you know, like this whole pandemic stuff really screwed it up. You know, Maria screwed it up.
Claro.
You know, I did go this past spring, finally.
Okay.
You know, I'll be honest with you, you know, because my family, I have family in Puerto Rico. They look out for me. And every time I wanted to go, no venga. You know,
¿por
because
qué?
Primo got COVID. No venga.
Oh.
La otra... Don't come because your brother and sister-in-law, you know, so, you know, and then finally it was like, puñeta, aquel pasaje y para allá voy, that's it. And I went and I had a good time, man. I miss my island, man. You know, I miss, yo nací en Calle.
En Calle. Se iba a preguntar, ¿dónde, tu familia es de Calle entonces?
Okay. Yo nací en Calle, en el Caserío Viejo. My mom used to send me to Puerto Rico every summer. That was nothing but fights for 2 weeks because, you know, quote unquote, you're the New Yorker.
You're the New Yorker. I know.
But I said, yo nací aquí en este caserío. You know? So I have to fight my way for 2 weeks and everybody's like, oh, okay, that cool. You know, my first job in Puerto Rico as a kid, I worked at La Galería, you know? So we would get the loser. So we'd get a machete, you know, chop off the gallo's head, and that sucker would run around for like 2 minutes off the adrenaline. And then one guy would get it, we pluck it, clean it out, give it to the owner, que estaba en lágrima because his gallo died. Well, first his gallo lost, then he died. Now he's taking him home pa un asopa. I don't know how you can do that.
Oh,
you
my
know?
God.
But man, you know, listen, I love going to Puerto Rico. I love representing our island, our people, you know, I am outspoken, you know, about some of the issues that go on there,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I always want to see goodness and good things for our people and for our island. And, you know, I just get tired of hearing of all this corruption and stuff. Listen, we send a plane. When Maria hit, we send the plane full of supplies and it landed in San Juan. And nobody ever, to this day, nobody knows what happened to that.
Really?
Stuff.
Oh, my God.
So then we flipped it because I have people in Aguadilla and I have people that work at the airport in Aguadilla mm-hmm. and I had a relationship with. Man, we send in a plane. They had the tail number. The pilots had the phone numbers to the people on the ground. And say, okay, this is this plane coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want us? My people on the ground say, okay, boom, boom, we're going to this hangar. That plane went in there. Everything got unloaded. We know where everything went. I had a lot of my friends in Hollywood donate stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of my friends donated like a dozen walkie-talkies that work with the satellites, you know, and we distributed them, you know. We went to women's shelters first, to children's shelters, to senior shelters, you know, and then we took care of everybody else, you know, but we took care of the people in need the most. I mean, it wasn't a lot, but it was something.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
And we stood away, you know, and then there was people that were trying to come in to say, no, we got to check that stuff out. And my people that
you don't have to check anything. Exactly. Yeah. You don't have to check.
What are we got it.
Uh-huh.
We got it.
Uh-huh.
You know? And that's one thing about Puerto Rico that for me is a big turnoff, because if you're not from this partido, that partido, you're not going to get, you know, mm-hmm. it's like, yo guys, you're serving humanity. At least that's what you should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, listen, man, I when Padilla was governor, I was invited to the governor's mansion.
Uh-huh. A Fortaleza.
Yeah, a Fortaleza.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we go and my guy said, you're going to see him for 10 minutes. He just said 10 minutes. Girl, we were there like 3 hours drinking medallas.
Sí, García. Talking. Alejandro García is super cool. Es muy nice.
And then his like press secretary said, dude, this never happens. Mm. You know, I said, porque yo soy una, you know, listen, I'm down to earth.
Claro.
Man. It's not about me, you know, because he asked me what I want to drink. I said, papa, aquí hay medalla. You know, and we were drinking medallas. I met the family.
Yeah, they're you know, lovely.
It was wonderful. We had great times and stuff.
¿Has
like
conocido
that,
you know? A Aníbal? Acevedo Vilá. Aníbal Acevedo Vilá, the other governor we had before Padilla. You know Aníbal. Wow. Aníbal Acevedo Vilá. He was governor many, many years back. Se tiró ahora para comisionado residente, pero no ganó esto. I'm sure you know Aníbal. Chiquitito, el gobernador de Puerto Rico, del Partido Popular.
I don't know.
I'm sure, I can guarantee you. I promise you know him. Parece que no te acuerdas del nombre, but I promise you know him.
I probably do. Well, Mia, I don't have to tell you. We meet so many people.
I know.
We meet so many people, and it's like, oh my God, you know, and it's like, I can't say how many. Tú no te recuerdas de mí? And I'm like, oh man,
you're
the guy from Ghost.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you the funniest story that has ever happened. Okay, I'm at the Chateau Marmont in L.A.
Uh-huh.
Right, and It was the weekend of the Grammys. So my friend said, yo, let's go have a drink at the Garden. So there's all these rockers there, you know? And there's like 7 of us sitting at our table. We're just chilling, you know? Después sale esta rubia, and she starts walking across, and she stops. And she, to the top of her lungs, oh, my God, I cannot believe it. And we're like looking around. And then she goes, it's Luis Guzman. And I go, oh, my God. And so she starts walking toward our table. And I'm like, oh, man, she looks familiar. Like, my brain is like, Who is this? Who is this? So she gets to our table and says, oh my God, I can't believe it's you. I always wanted to meet you. I want to be in Boogie Nights with you, you know, and all this and all that. You know, she stops and she goes, you don't know who I am, do you? And so one of my buddies distracted her for like a millisecond.
Uh-huh.
And I go, who's that? Is that? That's Courtney Love. And I go, Courtney.
Courtney.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Come on, Courtney. How you gonna say I don't know it's you?
Oh,
I
don't know. God.
I mean, it's just like my brain just couldn't put it. But like they were telling him, like the staff, you gotta pipe it, you know, bring it down, relax.
Oh my
and she
God.
Like, yeah, relax. That's Louis Guzman. Yeah.
But okay, Courtney.
That was like one of the funniest things that had ever happened to me. You know,
that's so awesome.
That's
yeah,
great.
Man.
Anyways, Papa, listen to me. I am so happy to talk to you. Me yeah. siento that we just need to, like, next time you're in PR, I'm gonna please let me know because me encantaría sentarme contigo and let's just have dinner and let's just have a laugh and let's talk.
Yeah, when are you there, mija? More or less, so just, I know.
I'm waiting to hear for a third season for the show. I think probably right after Easter. Si el Dios, si el Señor okay. lo permite. So April, May, June, July of next year.
Right, cool.
Así que planeate un viajecito, planeate un viajecito.
No, you know what? Porque yo vivo en Vermont, yo te voy a decir algo. January, February, March, crash boat en Aguadilla is happening for me.
Qué bien, qué
este
bien.
Este frío y esta nieve.
Ataque.
Para allá, mira, olvídate.
Pues
para
sí,
allá voy.
I really want to see you there. It'll be so awesome to spend time with you over there. Perfecto.
And thank you both.
Of course.
I love this conversation.
Qué bien.
You know, and I can't wait to give you both a hug.
Yes.
Bendiciones.
Igual, mi amor. You bendiciones.
Yeah, thank you for hanging with us. This is great.
Yes.
Thank you. Anytime.
Yes.
All right.
Un beso.
Bye, brother.
Cuídate.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, brother. Adios.
Bye.
Adios.
So awesome.
Oh, my God. Do you understand that we were talking to an institution, to a living legend?
A legend, yeah.
Luis
absolutely.
Guzmán, querido, respetado, and a phenomenal actor. And isn't he, like, lovely? You just want to hug him and be, like, his best friend. Everybody tells me that. Like, Luis Guzmán, he's, like, your best friend. He is the nicest individual ever. So what an incredible honor. Thank
really
you,
incredible
Luis.
Incredible journey, yes. Thank you, Luis. And,
I have to work with him.
We got it. I want to work with them too.
I know.
Amazing.
Anyways, right. Bye. Love you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said Ella Dijo or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.